Bread and butter wines pair with the life moments you love, offering a rich and jammy Cabernet Sauvignon, a silky smooth Pinot Noir, and a buttery Chardonnay. Bread and butter wines are delicious. Find bread and butter wines in your favorite store.
Moving 92.5. Second date update.
Sometimes it's possible that you can end up on a date that you never even meant to have happen.
Really?
Okay.
Like one second, you think you're just having a good time out with friends.
Yep.
And you turn around and boom, suddenly it's a date.
That actually happened to my girlfriend and she ended up marrying the guy. I swear to God, she called me the next day and she's like, Brooke, I think I was on a date with Alejandro last night, but I'm not sure.
That's actually how Brooke tricked her husband into a marriage. She's like, here, put on this tux and hold these flowers. It'll be fun. And then next thing he knows, boom, he's riding a camel. He's saying, I do, signing legal documents.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
People don't understand the camel. He did ride a camel.
It's a real thing.
Every groom needs an entrance, just like a bride.
Sure,
okay.
Okay. Well, something similar happened with one of our listeners named Penny. She says she went out on a date that she never intended on having. But I guess she had a pretty good time because she's reached out to us for help. So let's find out more about it.
Good. Pleasant surprise.
Hey, Penny, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Doing good.
I love these stories because, I don't know, it's just one of those things. It's like when you least expect it, it happens, you know? Yeah. And this is when it's actually true and not just annoying advice from your friends that are in a relationship.
So what's the name of the guy that you met?
His name is Wes.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
You said it in a way that you really like Wes.
I do. I do like Wes.
How'd you meet him?
I met him on a dating app, which, you know, normal, right? But here's the thing, like, my friends and I, we made a fake profile. Like, the picture was me. We weren't catfishing, but, like, we made my bio, like, as ridiculous as possible, right?
Oh, I've heard of this.
Like, where it's like, so you're stupid. Almost just being funny the whole time and sarcastic.
And to see if you match with anyone.
What were some of the examples?
For example, like, we had must like music about chickens.
Chickens.
Okay. I can't think of a lot of those songs.
No. Me neither.
Yeah, very niche, right? And then, like, we had into extreme ironing.
Extreme ironing.
So, like, ironing while you're, like, rock climbing.
Oh.
Just ridiculous, right? So.
If I'm a single guy, I'm swiping left on that account.
Yeah.
You're not.
I mean, if you're actually looking for a relationship, unless you see it and you're like, actually, this girl doesn't take herself too seriously and she's pretty funny.
Maybe if you get the joke.
Or there's that one guy that just loves chicken songs out there and he's like, my soulmate.
Maybe that's who Wes was.
Maybe.
Chicken guys.
Exactly. Well, so that's the thing. I didn't expect anyone to match with me.
Yeah.
Wes matched with me. And, like, he seemed really cool. So, you know, like, he asked me out on a date, and it was actually a really cool date. We went horseback riding.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. So he's stuck with the farm animal theme that you had set up.
Did you do any extreme ironing on the horse?
No, nothing like that happened, but something concerning the horse happened.
Oh. What does that mean?
Yeah, so it was going well. Good banter, good conversation, right? And then all of a sudden, slowly, like, the horse wasn't, like, galloping or anything, but he just kind of fell off the horse.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Ouch. You can, like, break bones doing that.
You can break your spirit doing that on a first date. That is so embarrassing.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Date. What did you do?
Well, so, you know, of course, I'm like, are you okay? Do you need help? And he's like, oh, no, I'm fine. It was a pretty, like, slow fall. And he...
Slow fall.
He got back on the horse.
Oh, wow.
Oh, look at that. The saying's true.
It is. Look at that.
Exactly.
So did he make fun of himself or was he humiliated?
Oh, no. He just kind of, like, laughed a little bit. Yeah, he was like, oh, time to get back on the horse.
Okay. So he found the lightness in the situation.
Thankfully.
Yeah, no. It ended up not being a big deal.
Okay. What happened after that?
So we finished our date and he drove me home. And he, like, gave me a kiss at the end of the night, which was great. Like,
nice.
I thought we had a good date. So we text a little bit, but it's not a lot. And, like, he hasn't called me or anything. And I can just tell something is not the same, just in the way that we're interacting. So that's why I called you guys.
The vibes off.
Dating now is terrible. Like, you had a perfect time. He kissed you. Like, what more else could you want? And then you still aren't getting a call back.
Little chicken dance action.
Exactly.
So, I mean, you've had some time to think about this since your date. What's going on in your head? What do you think may have gone wrong?
I mean, all I can really think of is maybe he was just really playing it cool with the horse thing, and he's really like embarrassed about it. Or maybe he really loves Niche Chicken music and the fact that I didn't bring it up during the date. Maybe that's the deal breaker. I don't know.
That would be amazing if that was it.
Is there any chance that when he fell off the horse, it was because you pushed him off?
No!
Wow.
No, I was not even close enough to him.
I mean, if you could produce any tapes to verify if that's
true. Oh, come on.
I'm just saying crazier things have happened on these second date updates.
Okay, that's fair. But would I carry around a camcorder? I'm taping him? Come on.
Yeah, that'd be creepy.
You could shoot video on your phone nowadays. Yeah. I don't know.
You get broken up.
Just saying.
She's like, do I need to get a boomstick and a whole studio here?
Couldn't hurt. But anyway.
Exactly. I have my boom guy behind me. He's actually the one who pushed him, so.
Well, let's try and get to the bottom of this. We're going to play a song. We'll come back. We'll call Wes for you and try and get you your second date update, okay?
Thank you.
All right, hold on. If you're just tuning in, we're on the phone with the world's biggest extreme ironing chicken song loving enthusiast named Penny. Which is weird because we've already had two of those on our show earlier this week. Penny's by far the bigger fan, though.
Good point, Jeffrey.
She recently made a joke dating profile with some of her friends and filled it with a bunch of random funny hobbies and actually matched with a guy named Wes.
Desperate must be.
The two of them went out horseback riding together and had a really good time, even though Wes apparently fell off his horse. They still shared a kiss at the end of the night, but now Wes has fallen off more than just the horse.
Uh-oh.
He's fallen off completely.
Yeah, there it is.
Other than a few texts here and there, of course, but we need to call him and get to the bottom of his mysterious disappearance.
Part of me thinks he got way more hurt than you think. And he may still be dealing with, like, some back
stuff. Whiplash or something?
No. He may be in a brace. Who knows?
That would be awful.
Was the kiss at the end of the night, did you taste blood?
Oh, jeez.
I'm just saying, if there was, like, a metallic thing happening, then maybe that's a good indicator.
I did not, but that doesn't mean he wasn't internally bleeding.
Okay, so that's good news.
Yeah.
Good news.
Okay.
I mean, I want to get to the bottom of this for you. Like, he should give you another chance.
Totally.
Unless he just wanted a hookup, but if he wanted a hookup, you don't go horseback riding.
No.
That is so much.
Yeah.
Sore after it.
Yeah. I just felt like there was good chemistry on both ends, and I really liked him. Like, I just, if I did something stupid, like, I want to know.
Yeah.
He liked Tinder you, so I guess you just have to see if he liked you.
True.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. Well, let's find out. I'm going to dial his number, and we're going to get your second date update. You ready?
Okay, yes. I'm ready.
Okay, here we go.
Hello?
Hey, is this Wes?
Speaking.
Hey, Wes. My name's Jeffrey from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. How you doing?
Good.
That's good.
Who's it? Who's that?
Hi, Wes. We're all here.
What's up, Wes?
Yeah, that's Brooke. You also heard Jose. And we are the group that makes up the morning radio show, Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Yeah, Alexis is here too.
Okay.
I'm kidding. I'm joking. Sorry, Wes. But
mentally, she's not, but physically.
We're a radio show, Wes.
Yeah.
I get that, but why are you calling me?
Oh, man, the laughs don't stop with you, do they, Wes?
Well, we do a segment on our show called a second date update. That's where if you go out with someone and afterwards, if they're not calling you back, you can email our show and have us reach out to that person for you to help you figure out the reason why.
Okay.
Okay.
Is that person me?
Well, you're the person that's not calling the other person back.
Yeah.
That sounds like a lot of people.
Yeah.
It was not very well explained.
It is. And I'm the person that's calling the person on behalf of the other person to see.
Just get to the point, Jeffrey.
No, that's good. Thanks for clarifying.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. But no, the girl that emailed us about you, her name's Penny. Yes.
Okay.
Is that I remember Penny? Or?
Oh. No, I remember Penny.
Okay.
Good,
are you purposely not getting back to her?
I mean, we've been in correspondence every once in a while.
Yeah. But the vibe she's getting says you're not very interested.
The word correspondence says not really interested.
Pretty hot.
That's not funny.
Oh, yeah. We're not that funny, bro. Okay.
See, that was Alexis's joke. That's why I just
counted her. Yeah, we don't count her.
Okay.
turn her mic off.
If you really want to know, to be honest with you, I think I liked her a lot more before we met.
Oh.
Oh, when you were texting?
Why?
Well, I'll be, you know, on her, you know, page where we met. We met online. I'm sure she filled you in on that and her profile page.
She told us a little bit about it.
Well, it seemed really adventurous. And I thought, why don't we have a fun time and do one of the things that is on her list and go horseback riding?
Wait. Oh. Wes, you didn't think that her profile was funny?
It had elements of humor.
Okay.
I mean,
corresponding elements.
She told us about like the extreme ironing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought that was great. I've never even heard of that. I would be into that.
Oh,
okay.
She talked about it on a surfboard. How do you even do that?
I don't know.
Really hard.
That's a good question.
I guess that's why they call it extreme.
I don't know if I want to ask about the chicken songs.
Yeah, she said.
That's true.
Oh, it's fantastic. I racked my brain for hours trying to think of one.
What'd you come up with? What'd you, like, Farmer in the Dell? Where were you at?
Well, you know, growing up, I used to listen to some Southern hip hop, and there's an old school hip hop song that had, something.
Oh, Chicken Head. I love that song. Chicken head.
Is that real?
It's really great. It's awesome. We'll play it. We'll twerk it.
Sounds awesome.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Okay, well.
So, you know, anyway, one of the things that she had on there was reverse horseback riding, which if you've ever seen any movie that involves people shooting on horses, it's a common thing. I said, I want to learn how to do that. So, you know, it's something that she likes to do. So we went horseback riding, and then I go and try it. And then I fall off the horse.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's how you fell off the horse.
This is a lot.
Oh, now
I was in transition.
Pieces are coming together now.
Oh, no.
You thought that she was being serious about all those hobbies.
Who would put that on a profile?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Huh.
Wes, I am so sorry.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God. Yeah.
It's a cruel world.
Penny?
Yeah, that's Penny. I should have told you. She's been on the other line listening, and she wants to talk to you. Yeah.
Wes, I am so sorry. I never thought someone would think any of that was real. I thought it was so over the top, like so ridiculous. I am so sorry.
It was so extreme. I thought it was great.
Oh, I feel so bad. Oh.
So, wait, are you also saying that you don't do news rating?
No, I made that up.
What's news rating?
It's when you find out where news stations are going to hold newscasts and you go and you pop in the background.
Oh, no.
So you're trying to get on TV.
Instead of a police raid, it's a news raid.
Well, I would love to do that with you.
It's just a joke. I'm so sorry.
Oh, same with
the backwards horse riding. That was just a joke. Oh, my God. I feel so badly.
You feel badly? How do you think I feel? You know, I see this great profile with something. This person sounds amazing. They didn't even do any of them.
Penny, you completely duped him.
No,
you basically catfished him.
No, it was a misunderstanding.
I did not think it was possible, but I am so sorry, Wes.
Dude, I think the important thing that you should concentrate on is not whether or not she loves songs about chickens. It's that you actually liked her. You kissed her at the end of the night, she said. You guys seemed to have a real chemistry when you were forward horseback riding.
That's not funny.
I'm not trying to be funny.
I think
Wes.
She's being sincere there. Like, aside from all the quirky hobbies, don't you feel like you guys shared an honest connection?
I mean, yeah, we shared a connection, you know, but the whole time that we're there, I'm anticipating her just jumping on the horse backwards and us riding off into the sunset together.
Well, I mean, the reverse horse stuff can still happen just on a later date.
I mean, have you ever done that? Have you ever ridden a horse backwards?
No, but I'd be willing to learn.
Hey, she'll try.
I mean, I know a lot of our second dates end with reverse cowgirl, but this is the first one that's ever ended with reverse horseback.
Yeah.
Well, you know, maybe we can try both. I don't know.
Oh, hey.
That's the spirit.
There we go. So with that being said, Wes, we would love to send you and Penny out on another date, and we'll pay for it.
Yeah, I mean, now that she's come clean and everything, and you know, I'm willing to give it a try.
Aww, hey, look at that.
All right. Well, thank you. There you go. Successful second date update. Congratulations, Yay. Penny.
I really appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
And I think there's only one fitting way to end this call.
I hope you're thinking what I'm thinking.
I think so.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
What?
Yeah! Congratulations,
Chicken
Penny.
Music.
Song's okay, but overall, that's not funny.
Of course not.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.